Good evening, everybody. We are on Parashat Chukat, one of the more known things about our Parsha. By the way, there are a lot of known things in the Parsha, but one of the, maybe the main thing that opens the Parsha is Para Aduma, the red car, which is very interesting. Why? Because this is a mitzvah that Shlomo HaMelech got to learn it, so he said, Echkema vehi rechoka mimeni. I've got all the wisdom of the world, but when I got to this thing, it's far away from me. I cannot understand it. In other words, what he is really saying is, I got to this point that I understand that I don't understand. That is Shlomo HaMelech. He says, I understand that I do not understand anything. So, people think he's talking about Para Aduma, but he's not talking about Para Aduma. He's talking about the whole Torah. He doesn't say Echkema v'rchoka mimeni mitzvat Para Aduma. The mitzvah Para Aduma says Echkema. And by the way, this is also bringing us to the title. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe el Aaron lemor Zot Chukat HaTorah. What's the meaning of Zot Chukat HaTorah? What does it translate it, please?
This is the decree of the Torah.
So this is the law of the Torah. What is the law of the Torah? There are a lot of laws of the Torah. You can tell me this is the law of Para Aduma. Like you say, Zot Chukat HaPesach. That's the law of Pesach. Or Zot Chukat Korban HaOlah. I also can understand it. But when you tell me Zot Chukat HaTorah, you generalizing everything, that the whole Torah is...
But if you say HaTorah?
Zot Chukat HaTorah.
HaTorah.
Yes.
That also the
emphasis when you say, huh? In Hei Idea, it's even worse. Like you're telling us that this thing I'm going to tell you now is the law of the Torah. That's everything. Which is, how can you say about Mitzvat Parat Aduma that's the whole Torah? But that's what's written, Zot Chukat HaTorah. So one of the explanations is, a beautiful explanation, to understand and realize, you know, in life, we like to do things that we understand why we're doing them. And the laws of the Torah are divided to three. There are the laws of normal behavior that we all know, how you should behave with your friend, you should love your father and mother, you should love your friend, you should give charity. Those are mitzvahs that the whole world has to go and do them, because otherwise there will not be a normal society. Those are laws for a normal society. Then you have the religious laws. For example, mezuzah, tefillin. That's easy to connect us, Shabbat, to connect us to God. And then you have those mitzvahs that you don't know the reason, that are laws, and you do them because God told you to do them. So people might think that the mitzvahs that are, like everybody does them, like you should not steal, you should not murder, there are mitzvahs that I understand them, and because I understand them, I can put my knowledge into it and sometimes interpret it according to the certain situation. And this is wrong. And unfortunately, during, also today, people, when they try to put things
modernized
to their own mind and start to play around with the Torah, we have problems. So what is the Torah telling us? Zot Chukat HaTorah. Para Aduma. By the way, it was given to Am Yisrael in Marah. In Marah was the place, we talked about it this morning, yesterday morning. Marah was the place where they came and they were bitter water, we couldn't drink them. And they cried to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu cried to God. God told him, take this piece of wood, put it into the water, and the water become sweet and unbelievable. May Eden, or whatever you call it, beautiful water, very tasty, like this. Okay? And then he says, Sham lo choku mishpat. He gave them their laws. And what were the laws? So they say Shabbos and Kibud Av V'Em. But Rashi brings a midrash. We all know that it was Shabbos, Para Aduma, and Kibud Av V'Em, which are the symbols of the three sections of the mitzvahs, as we told just now. So everybody is asking. This was before they received the Torah. So I can understand the mitzvot of ve'ahavta le'racha kamocha, ve'kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, you should honor your parents because they brought you to this world. This is logical. I can also understand Shabbos, because Shabbos shows us that God created the world. But why did they give them para aduma when para aduma is to purify those that are impure, and they didn't get the laws of purity yet? They haven't got, didn't receive the Torah. So what should they do with para aduma? There's nothing to do with it. They don't need it. Yeah, but they don't even need it now. So and Rashi says that the reason for para aduma is to lechaper. How do you say lechaper?
Is to compensate.
To compensate. How do you say Yom Kippurim?
To atone
for the chet of the egg, for the golden calf. But the golden calf was not being done yet.
Also,
so what? Why did God give them para aduma at that time? But that's exactly the idea. Because if you think that you do the mitzvahs if you understand them, and if you don't understand, you don't do them, says Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you want to receive the Torah, you have to be prepared for a basic thing, which is the Torah we are going to do and commit ourselves and make the mitzvahs, even if we do not understand. And even if we understand, that is not the reason we do mitzvahs. We do the mitzvahs because the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked us to do them. And that's a basic thing. Now, when you get para aduma and you realize, what's this? We haven't got the laws yet. We don't understand what it's all about as yet. That's exactly the point. Now, if you accept this challenge and understand what you should do, now I can give you the Torah. In other words, when the Torah here tells us, Zot chukat haTorah, yes. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech said, I've got wisdom. And he got the wisdom from God. And when I got to this mitzvah, I realized that whatever I understood till now, I didn't understand anything. In other words, by the way, Shlomo HaMelech did a few mistakes, thinking he is a very clever guy. The Torah tells him, "Lo yarbel onashim," you should not take a lot of wives, and he did it. You should not take a lot of horses because you're going back to Egypt, and etc., etc. And he did all of this, and it is written in the Torah what's going to happen, and it happened. And then he got to para aduma and understood, this is my mistake. That's exactly the problem. That's what you're saying is a very important thing. People think if they're clever, they can have an explanation for the Torah and do what they want to do. And that's exactly the point. It doesn't matter how clever you are. Even if you're Einstein, you still cannot change the Torah. And that is the point. If God tells you you should not do this, even if you have a reason written there, what should you do? You shouldn't do it. That's what it is. Zot chukat haTorah. That is the law of the Torah. So this is the beginning of the parsha to tell us we have to understand and realize we do the mitzvahs of the Torah not because we understand it. And you asked me this week, if I don't understand it, why should I learn it? But there are two different things. You should learn and you should find reasons, and there is nothing that will make you do or not do a mitzvah. Only one thing: the Torah tells me to do it, I'm doing it. Now, if I understand it in my, let's say, in my level, okay, no problem. But even if I don't understand it, and even if I understand it, I still cannot bend it and play around like, unfortunately, we see people are doing. And they can be big rabbis. You said Shlomo HaMelech. Is there anybody bigger than him? Did he mistakes? He did. In other words, even if you're a big rabbi, you should understand and realize the Torah is not something to play around with. This is why it's so important to do what our parents did. When we look back to the house of our parents and to house of our great parents, and we remember what they did, this is the way we should behave. Unfortunately, people think that we are in a very advanced world. It's a modern world. It's more sophisticated. We know things that they didn't know. And every generation is the same story. You know, when my father told me to do this and that, I says, what does he understand? This is a modern world. And I did all the mistakes to understand at the end that my father was right. And what are my children doing now?
The same thing.
Unfortunately, nobody wants to learn. This week, for example, we got a container of chairs. How do you call it? It's said that they call two holes. Function. How do you? There is a name for it. No. It's like you put in in hotels.
Practical chairs.
It's a lot of chairs, and on each one of the chairs, was a number of the order, like 100 chairs to this, 100 to that. And when I got to the warehouse, I told the guy there, I told him, you put them all together, and then when they come, because there are only 3 or 4 different kinds, and it doesn't matter if it's a different order, because at the end of the day, it's the same chair. If you start, because he wanted to all put it like every order by itself, which is a very nice idea. And if you think about it, it's a good idea. Then the guy comes, I've got order number this and this, we give it the chair. The problem is, we're talking about around 2,000 chairs. Now, if you're starting to put here and put there and put there, you cannot, impossible, you cannot move them in the warehouse. So I told him, you have to count the chairs. And if you have the right number for all the orders, then you put them together. And when somebody comes, you just give him chairs, because it's the same chair. And I didn't want to argue with him. And he says, no, because he's in charge about giving the stuff to the customers that come to, or the delivery or whatever. He says, you know what? I told him, you do what you want. But I promise you that at the end of the day, you will realize that what I told you is right. Why? Because, not because I'm a genius. It's because I did it in the past. I did all the mistakes. And from my experience, I tell you, that's the way to do it. But, and what happened?
A balaga.
No. That's the way we work. We cannot understand sometimes. We need to go through the experience by ourselves. There is not a clever like Baal Nisayon. Not somebody who learns from others. Because unfortunately, we like to go through things by ourselves. We don't like, but we do it. We don't listen to our parents, we don't listen to other people. And this is exactly the point that we have to understand, that if we change things, we think we are clever and we can. And you know, what he did was very logical. Think about it. It's very logical. But he didn't see the whole picture. But I saw the whole picture. God sees the whole picture. And when God told us you should not change anything, we shouldn't change.
My daughter had this teacher, Rabbi. He just got married. He said, he used to tell his father, why do you have to stand up? Why do you have to wear a jacket when you make kids? You can sit down and take off the jacket. It's the same thing. So the first week he was married, he took off the jacket, sat down. He said, the second week he was married, he put back the jacket and stood up.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Unfortunately, that's the way things work. It's like, you know, there is this, what call it, the Akvisha Mechushaf, the enchanted road, or what you call it, in Jerusalem, there's a place where the road goes like this, and when you put the car and on neutral, the car goes by itself up. Did you hear about this?
No.
You don't know about it?
Magical?
They call it a magical road, Akvisha Mechushaf.
Where is it?
In Jerusalem, Abu Tor or something, one of the neighbors, a neighborhood there. Mm-hmm. Really, you see, I saw it on television, unbelievable. You put the car like this and it moves.
In Scotland, there's also a road like that.
So is it a magical road?
Yeah.
No?
No.
It's an illusion. Why is it an illusion? When you draw a picture and you see the road is really going like this. But the houses are built like this. So when you look at it, it looks to you that the road goes up, but it doesn't go up. It goes like this.
Down.
But because the houses are built like this, it looks like, when you look at it, like the houses, you think they are straight, but they're not straight. So you think the road goes like this, but it's really, that's the picture. And this is an illusion. An optical illusion. It's unbelievable. You know, you look at it, and, you know, they try to explain to you, and you don't believe. No, I'm seeing it in my own eyes. But then, the best way to do it is you take a drawing. I'm drawing, so I know how it works. You take a thing, you put a line of houses straight, and you put the road like this. This is the simple version. Then, near it, you put the houses like this, and the road like this, and when you look at it, the road will look like it goes up. Because
the mind takes
the houses that are really built like this, and he straightens them, and what happens then? Like, take this, the road is like this. But when you straighten it, the road goes like this. So it's really, the road goes down and not up.
That's why the car goes.
So this is exactly the thing. Sometimes we think that we see something. So there are so many, like, illusions. You know, Usher is a painter. That he has got this famous painting that he bought the steps that go up, but they don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's how, you know, you look at it, you don't say what, and it's also an illusion.
Yeah.
And that's not the only illusion. There are a lot of illusions. In other words, God is really telling us through those things, people, you don't see the whole picture. You see only like this, or you think it goes like this, or goes like that, but that's not the way it goes. So even if it's a modern world, and it's getting more and more sophisticated, believe me, the Torah is the same Torah. It doesn't change. It's the same thing. They say, Ota gveret b'shinui aderet. It's the same lady with a different dress. That's what it is. But at the end of the day, it's the same lady. And this is what we have to understand. How do we understand it? Through this law of Paraduma. What is Paraduma really doing?
I don't understand the Paraduma.
You don't have to understand.
Exactly. That's the point.
That's the point.
That's exactly the point. And by the way, there is a very interesting explanation about Paraduma. What is Paraduma really doing? It's purifying the impure, but those who pure or deal with it are getting impure.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
How can it be?
Yes.
And I saw a beautiful explanation, and that you have to put your mind into it. It's sometimes people think that they are tzaddikim, but the real truth is that are not exactly tzaddikim as they think. A tzaddik should always think that he's not a tzaddik. And that's the way it is. The real tzaddikim, they are sure that they are sinners. That's purifying the impure and impurifying the pures. Because those who think that they are tzaddikim, they are really impure. They're not tzaddikim. Those who think they are not tzaddikim, they are really the tzaddikim. Which is a thing to take into our mind. Don't think yourself a tzaddik. By the way, you don't think you're a Russian. But put things in proportion. It's like this week I'm going to write. I've been on this cruise. You know, the unbelievable thing is people come on holiday. Should be happy, enjoy. And this cruise was a kosher cruise. And they had the shul. And it was a lot of religious people. Where do you think were the fight?
Why?
In the Beit HaKnesset.
It was suitable to Korach Vadato. It's a parashat Korach.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. People it unbelievable? You know,
people want
there are a lot
rush.
Of people, and it's not that they want to rush. There are times to daven. They come and daven. Now the problem is, you know, I cannot go out of the ship in the middle of the sea and look for another minion.
Right.
No, they set a minion at 8 o'clock, so 8 o'clock is the minion. So if you start at 7 or 7:30, then the other people that come on time
haven't
got the minion. So there was a whole balagan, and the Mashgiach said, I am telling you, I'm in charge, and I'm telling you what are the times and what is the time of the minion. I'm asking you again to make sure that you don't start before and you start at the right time. At that evening, Mincha was at 8 o'clock. There were two Minchas. One of them, the last one was at 8 o'clock. And I come at 8 o'clock and I find that they are finishing the...
they begin before.
So I got very angry. I says, I'm a guest here, as well as you. And you know, the Mashgiach just this morning said that we should keep the times, because otherwise people, like we now came, we came on time, we cannot daven. So somebody suddenly starts shouting at me, you don't tell us when to daven, I'm also a guest and I would daven wherever I want. Woo! Wow! Wow! And then, you don't know who you're dealing with. And I'm standing there and I've got temper, I must say. I know. And I'm starting to get very angry, so somebody can come down, don't answer me. And I'm really, really getting aggravated. So eventually I calmed myself down and I told him very quiet in a soft voice, I said, do you think if you shout, it makes you right? And that's it. I didn't do anything more. Then was all balagan with Mariv, but all the people told him, you want to daven Mariv, you go outside and daven Mariv. Here the davening mincha now, those people who did all came on time. The next morning, there is a group of people sitting there, and somebody says, I adore you.
You are you?
He adores me. Why? He says, the way, no, not again. He says, the way you handled this guy yesterday was unbelievable. And then, first of all, somebody, I felt
that
I didn't behave right, because I was so angry, even though I talked softly at the outside, but I was burning. What I really wanted to tell this guy is, when he told me, do you know him? I said, wow, who are you? Wow. But I didn't say it. And maybe there also will go, who knows?
We'll fight.
We'll go fighting. But I calmed myself down, but I was sure that everybody saw that I was very angry. But maybe I played the game so good that they thought that I'm really calm. But I learned a big lesson. The behavior of you is not only an influence on yourself, it's an influence on everybody around you. You have to understand, people look at you. And especially if you're religious, if you're Jewish, and you are with Goyim, or you're with non-religious people, people look how you behave. And the minute that I would answer this guy and we start shouting at each other, what example do we give?
Terrible.
So this is another trigger to us, to help us control ourselves. Why? Because when we control ourselves, it's not only us, it's those around us. Because this guy, he thought that I was really calm, but it helped him to look at things in a different eye, in a good eye. And this is very important for us to understand. People look at us, the way we behave. So even if we get angry, keep it in. Keep it in. Find a way later on, go into a room, shout at the mirror, I don't know, do whatever you want to. But really try very hard to, even if it's a game, from the outside, people should see a good behavior. Zot chukat ha-Torah. Parah aduma. Purifying the impure and impurifying the pure. So we saw another beautiful explanation about the idea. Those who think that they are tzaddikim, the parah aduma shows them the truth. Yeah. Come down. Those who think that they are not tzaddikim, they are really the real tzaddikim. Then, we cannot talk about everything. It's written, Zot ha-Torah, Adam ki yamut ba'oel. Zot ha-Torah, Adam ki yamut ba'oel. So it's very interesting. We said now, Zot chukat ha-Torah. And now something very similar, Zot ha-Torah, Adam ki yamut ba'oel. And those two things are connected, because they are similar. What is the connection? Zot
Adam.
Zot ha-Torah, Adam ki yamut ba'oel. It's talking about being impure from touching a dead, or being in a tent where a dead guy is. And then what is purifying you? Efer para aduma. But again, here we have Zot Torat HaTorah, generalizing Zot HaTorah. That's the Torah, Adam ki yamut ba'oel. What do you mean? What do you mean Zot HaTorah? That's the Torah. A man who would die. Adam ki yamut ba'oel. Die in a tent.
Wow.
So one of the explanations is, this is also one of the laws of the Torah. To understand and realize that the Torah is everything, and all other things are dead for you. In other words, there was this guy who was getting old, and he had a business, and him and his wife were running the business. And one day he decided, I have to do something for Olam Haba. So he decided after davening, he will stay for an hour or two and learn. So he's coming late to the shop, 2 hours late, and his wife is asking him, Yankale, what happened? So, I had this difficult thing. Okay. Next day,
same thing.
3, 4, 5 days, same thing. Then she's starting asking people, and people saying, what, you don't know? Yankale is a tzaddik. Yankale now, every morning, after davening, sits and learns. She heard this, she says, I must see this. I cannot believe this. The next morning, he goes to shul. She goes, owns the business, looks at the time. Huh? It's not coming. Runs to shul, looks from the window, and what is she seeing? Yankale sitting and learning. She goes back to the shop and waits for him. When he comes in, Yankale, what have you done? Don't lie. I saw you learning in shul. What's happening? What, you're living here alone with all the customers? We have a business to run. What do you think to yourself? He says, Rochale, listen to me. My dear Meidele, listen to me. If I would have chas v'shulam died, what would you do with the business? He says, what can I do? I will run the business by myself. He says, okay. So think to yourself that I die. And what do you care if after 2 hours I come alive again? This is Adam ki yamut ba'olam. Says, when you have to take a time, like we're sitting here and learning, everything is dead. We are here with the Torah. And that's the way. So we should all, Bezrat Hashem, to keep the Torah, because that's the Torah, nothing has changed, and the Torah is like Para Aduma. We keep it not because we understand it, because God wants us to keep it. We can learn and understand it. It's no problem. It's very good that we understand things. But even if we don't understand, we still keep the Torah. And don't be too clever thinking that you understand more than the Torah tells you, or more than your parents and your grandparents, and start changing things. Because every time we change things, unfortunately, bad things are happening. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.